Listen to the recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear the story of a young man called Jonathan. He is talking about his audition at an acting school. You now have 40 seconds to look at the questions and answers. Now, start listening.
I had always wanted to be an actor. There was an advertisement in the newspaper for a famous acting school with a date for auditions, and I decided to go along. There were a lot of other people waiting outside. They were all very nervous, and some of them were walking up and down talking to themselves. I asked a girl what they were doing, and she explained that there was a website about the acting school. It told you that for the audition, you had to learn a speech from one of Shakespeare's plays. The people talking to themselves were actually rehearsing their speeches. I hadn't seen the website, so of course I hadn't learned a speech. But I thought I could probably remember the famous one from Hamlet. You know, the one that begins, "To be or not to be, that is the question." Finally, it was my turn. Inside, there was a small theatre. Two men and a woman were sitting in the front row. They looked very bored and tired. There was a girl on stage playing the part of Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. Before she had finished her speech, one of the men stopped her. She looked as if she was going to cry. But she said, "Thank you," and walked off. I stepped onto the stage and said, "Hello, my name is Jonathan Davey, and I'm going to play Hamlet." I wasn't feeling nervous, and I started off well. "To be or not to be, that is the question." Then I heard the woman say very quietly, "Oh no, not another one." I realised lots of the other people had used the same speech. I felt really stupid. I said the next part of the line, and then I knew I'd completely forgotten the rest of the speech. It was terribly embarrassing. I explained that I hadn't seen the website, and they told me to go away and learn another speech and to come back the next day. I went straight to the library and borrowed the complete works of William Shakespeare. I chose one of Romeo's speeches in the end. I practiced it and practiced it until I knew it perfectly. I did my audition the next day, and I got into the acting school. One of my classmates was the girl who played Juliet. Her name is Kate.
Now, listen again.
I had always wanted to be an actor. There was an advertisement in the newspaper for a famous acting school with a date for auditions, and I decided to go along. There were a lot of other people waiting outside. They were all very nervous, and some of them were walking up and down talking to themselves. I asked a girl what they were doing, and she explained that there was a website about the acting school. It told you that for the audition, you had to learn a speech from one of Shakespeare's plays. The people talking to themselves were actually rehearsing their speeches. I hadn't seen the website, so of course I hadn't learnt a speech. But I thought I could probably remember the famous one from Hamlet. You know, the one that begins, "To be or not to be, that is the question." Finally, it was my turn. Inside, there was a small theatre. Two men and a woman were sitting in the front row. They looked very bored and tired. There was a girl on stage playing the part of Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. Before she had finished her speech, one of the men stopped her. She looked as if she was going to cry. But she said, "Thank you," and walked off. I stepped onto the stage and said, "Hello, my name is Jonathan Davey, and I'm going to play Hamlet." I wasn't feeling nervous, and I started off well. "To be or not to be, that is the question." Then I heard the woman say very quietly, "Oh no, not another one." I realised lots of the other people had used the same speech. I felt really stupid. I said the next part of the line, and then I knew I'd completely forgotten the rest of the speech. It was terribly embarrassing. I explained that I hadn't seen the website, and they told me to go away and learn another speech and to come back the next day. I went straight to the library and borrowed the complete works of William Shakespeare. I chose one of Romeo's speeches in the end. I practiced it until I knew it perfectly. I did my audition the next day, and I got into the acting school. One of my classmates was the girl who played Juliet. Her name is Kate.
Now you have 30 seconds to choose your answers. That is the end of task 2.